the great crowd that is following Jesus in the gospel today says, "Sir, give us this bread always." They're following Jesus because they had their physical hunger satisfied. If you remember back last Sunday, we heard of the feeding of the 5,000 with the few loaves and fish that were brought forth. 5,000 men were fed by Jesus. And today, the crowd is looking for him. They're looking for him because they had their hunger satisfied, because he was a miracle worker. But Jesus uses this opportunity to present to them something deeper than their physical hunger. Jesus uses this opportunity to point out to them that they are spiritually hungry. He says, "Don't work for the food that will perish, but for the food that endures to eternity." There is a fundamental spiritual yearning in all of our lives, a yearning for something greater than ourselves. And we can try to ignore that. We can pretend that it doesn't exist. We can try to satisfy it with all sorts of different things. But that longing for something deeper, something greater, will never go away because it is a longing for God. St. Augustine famously said, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in you, Lord." And that is what Jesus is pointing out to the crowd and what he's pointing out to us. The people want this bread. They want something that's not going to leave them hungry again. "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus says that he himself is that bread. "I am the bread that will always satisfy you, the bread come down from heaven." Not for physical hunger, not to satisfy our physical needs, but rather to satisfy that spiritual longing that is within each of us. Jesus is the answer to that longing for something deeper, something more meaningful in each of our lives. He is that meaning and purpose that we seek. He is the bread that will never fail, that will satisfy us and never leave us broken. Jesus will never leave us thirsty. Think of when you're very thirsty. You feel like you would give $1 million for just a little bit of water to quench that thirst. That spiritual longing within each of us is something so much greater that we look for ways to satisfy it. We look for that little bit of water that will bring us satisfaction. We can look for it in so many good things that we have. We might look for it in the pleasures of life, or perhaps power in some sort, or many people pursue wealth thinking that will give them satisfaction. But you know, those things are good, but they always leave us wanting more. It's like drinking Coke when you're thirsty. It always makes you even more thirsty than you were before. Think of your bank account. If you think, "Well, if I have this much money, I'll be satisfied." But then when you get to that much money, you think, "Oh, just a little bit more, just a little bit more, and I'll feel safe." Those things are good, but they always leave us wanting more. Sometimes we look for a satisfaction to this spiritual longing in other human beings, maybe a political idol or a cultural idol or even a church idol. Unfortunately, because all of these people are human beings, eventually they will fall or fade away. Political idols come and go. Cultural idols are prone to suffering just like any other human being. And church idols are prone to sin just like all of us are. We've seen that very painfully over the last decade in our church, and especially in the last few weeks, that fundamentally the shepherds of the church are human beings, and they will fail. Some people look for, have their thirst satisfied in sort of the newest fads, in something like the New Age movement or Eastern religions or scents or all these other sorts of things, thinking finding something new will satisfy that longing. Some people look for it in ways that are dangerous, perhaps tarot or horoscopes. Those things ultimately may even harm us. Jesus is moving the people from having this understanding of needing their physical hunger satisfied to having their spiritual hunger satisfied in Him. We hear today about Moses. We heard about him in the first reading, and then Jesus speaks about him in the gospel. Moses begged God to send bread for the people as they were traveling in the desert, so that they wouldn't want to go back to slavery in Egypt. So God sends the manna. God sends the manna on the camp during the night, in the morning, and when the dew fell. And when the dew evaporated, there was this bread there. And that bread would accompany the Israelites for 40 years in the desert. Now Jesus says that He is the bread come down from heaven. Not just the bread that appears in the dew, but rather He is God Himself come down from heaven to satisfy our spiritual longings. So my friends, God's holy word this weekend has some practical applications, I think, for our spiritual lives. The first is to remember that we are all spiritually hungry. Perhaps you're here today specifically for that reason, because you're looking for something deeper, something greater in your life, to have that spiritual yearning satisfied. Perhaps you're ignoring it in your life. That's commonplace. It's easy to do. But how might we try to discover this longing, to satisfy this longing? I'd like to encourage us to try thinking about attending Alpha. Alpha is a program built around these spiritual longings, looking for what will satisfy us on a much deeper level. It's designed for folks who are asking these fundamental questions of life. What is the meaning and the purpose of life? Who is Jesus? What does He have to do with my life? A new session of Alpha is going to start towards the end of September. And there's a little blurb about it in today's bulletin. If you get my weekly emails, I sent around a promotional video for Alpha this week in that email. Perhaps you might consider attending this September. I really guarantee that if you really give it your all, you will get something out of it. You will find some of the answers to these spiritual questions that we have. Second practical application is perhaps an easy one, but something that sometimes we forget. It's that Jesus has to be at the center of our lives. All the other good things in life that we consider to be important, our family, our friends, different relationships, even our job, all of those things have to be centered around Jesus. He has to be the foundation on which everything else is built. And lastly, I would encourage us to put away our idols, be they political, cultural, religious, even the idol of ourselves, placing myself at the center of my universe. Get rid of all of those idols and ask Jesus to fill that space that's left behind. As Jesus moved the crowds to recognize their spiritual hunger, He wants us to recognize that hunger within ourselves as well. And that something that will satisfy that hunger is none other than Jesus Himself. the Son of God become man for us, the true bread come down from heaven that will satisfy every desire of our lives.